Welcome to Proverbs for the day, May 20th. May 20th, Proverbs chapter 20, verses 5 and 6. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. You know, sometimes we need to define words to get the meaning of Scripture. And that's true of anything. If you're not on the same page with someone vocabulary-wise, one of the seven laws of teaching is the student and the teacher must have the same vocabulary. And so you need to get the meaning of Scripture. You need to be a lifetime learner. A lifetime learner. One of the essence of the mark of a soldier and a shepherd and a stockman is they're lifetime learners. They've never felt like they've arrived. They're a lifetime learner. For example, in our passage, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. Now, we know that counsel can be advice or opinion or instruction, but it can be the interchange of opinions. It can be a deliberation of opinion. And the picture here is it says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. And the picture is drawing something out of someone. Now, there's two ways this happens. One is that someone begins to talk to you and you, by your interaction with them, help them find the counsel that God's put in their heart. God will do that. Sometimes you have a conversation with somebody and you will have hardly said anything and they'll go away and say, oh, thank you. When they had the answer all the time inside them from the Lord. Then there's other times that I want to get something from someone, some counsel, and maybe they're hesitant to give it. Maybe they're not overconfident and arrogant about it, but I know God's put some in their heart and I might be able to draw it out for my own sake. So let's look at verse 5 first, then we'll look at verse 6. In the first verse 5, here's the main point. Learn to ask questions to draw it out. Learn to ask questions to draw it out. It is essential to practice the art of asking questions. Asking a conversational question helps a person put what's inside them into words. Now, it is true that whoever's asking the questions is pretty much in charge. So if the policeman pulls you over or the detective starts asking you questions, etc., pretty much they're in charge. They're asking the questions. That's why when we come to the Lord, we better be careful how we ask our questions. It's okay to ask questions of the Bible. It's never safe to question the Bible. It's just not safe. But asking a conversational question helps a person put what's inside into words. You know, there's many times in which the counsel a person needs is often something that's requiring faith. It's going to require faith. And so it has with it some fears and concerns and objections and possible scenarios. You know that in your mind. Now, you men especially. You know, when you read the Bible, you find out that Eve was just plain old deceived. We read it in Genesis 3, we see it, and we're told it in 1 Timothy that she was deceived. But the man wasn't. The man was more calculating. He made a weight of a choice. He weighed it out. And he looked at it and he made a choice to love her more than God. And so questions help us to think about something that's going to require faith many times. And with that then comes out, we might voice our fears. We might voice our concerns, our objections that come to our mind. You know, it's good for yourself to start by asking yourself questions periodically. Good questions. Not questioning God, not questioning yourself, but ask yourself questions. And, you know, I was recently having a conversation with a brother and I knew in my heart that there was a question he needed to answer. I didn't need the answer to it. I didn't need the answer. I didn't even need to know the answer to it. But I just felt very impressed that he needed to know the answer to this question. And I asked it to him. And he called me back later and said, when we last talked, you were laughing
that belly laugh. I said, yeah, I guess I was. Because I know in my own heart, I've had to ask myself that very same question. And it didn't really matter to me if I knew the answer. It was the fact that down inside of him was some counsel from the Lord, from the Scriptures, and he knew it in his heart. And ladies, it's the same with you. One of the reasons we try as men to ask you a question is to get you... And you know, you can tell when you're stirring up counsel in the heart of a person and drawing it out, and it's starting to come out many times by their reaction to it. And so, you learn to ask questions for the purpose of drawing it out. And you start by asking yourself questions periodically. You know, it's healthy to distrust the old nature. Because it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be, Romans 8 verse 7. It's good to question motives. It's good to question things when there's a doubt, etc. involved. And so, we learn to ask questions, okay, to draw it out. You know, I've been in situations where I just felt moved to ask somebody a question for their own sake. I didn't even want the answer. I tell them, look, I don't really care about the answer, but maybe you should ask yourself this question. One time I was doing that, and I saw the person just, they turned white. This fellow turned white as a ghost. 3-4 years later, I found out why. And if he had asked himself that question and responded to it right then, just he and himself and God, things would have come out differently. I've had the Lord ask me questions before. And I've had men ask me questions before, and it go down inside of you. What is it trying to do? Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water. Well, how do you get water? You have to draw it out. You have to draw out water out of a deep well. And that cool, refreshing, good water comes out of that deep well. You have to draw it out. And then secondly, look, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. I want to apply this statement in this way for this devotion. Let people see it and act on it. Don't worry if they don't think you gave the answer. Because see, if you're going to help them draw counsel out of their heart like deep water, they need to realize that that counsel from God was down in there. I think I love a lot of Bible illustrations, but you know, there was a time when John the Baptist sent his disciples to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's in prison. He's confined. It's not how he thought it was going to come out. And so he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one?" And the Lord Jesus Christ said, go back and tell him, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, and whosoever is not offended me shall not be ashamed. See, he was saying to John the Baptist, John, you already know the answer. Here's the question. What's happening, and why are you offended? See? And so it's important to realize that we have to let people see it and act on it. You know, each of us has to live with our decisions. And so we need to be faithful, and we need to be aware of this marketing stuff that goes on today. The marketing of wisdom, the marketing of counsel, the marketing. Listen, the confidence and conviction to carry through is going to be aided when a person can ask the questions that you asked, and they can ask it of themselves, and that counsel resurfaces. You see, the power is in helping them find out what God put in their heart, and helping them get past the fears, the concerns, the objections, the considerations, the scenarios we play over in our mind. You know, listen, Oswald Chambers said, one of the tests of faith is when we have to face what it will cost others for us to obey God. You know, there's times when it costs us to obey God. But then there are times when it's going to cost others for us to obey God. And it's going to cost them, and it's not going to cost me as such. It might cost your wife. Might cost your children. Might cost your friends. Might cost the church for you to obey God. And that's when it's toughest. When it's just going to cost me, that's different. Why do you think they take and they put pressure on a man's family? They threaten him with his family. They threaten him with danger of the family. Or they even torture him. Why would they do that? They do that because it's hard to connect the two between suffering for Christ and someone else having to suffer while you stand your ground. The confidence and the conviction to carry through will be aided when they ask the questions that you asked and the counsel resurfaces. You know, they may or may not remember who helped them get the counsel. Who cares? The whole purpose is God. You want God to use you to help others. And so, number one, learn to ask questions to draw it out. You say, how do I do that? First and foremost, read your Bible. Find out the questions that God asks. Remember in John 6? John chapter 6, the Lord Jesus Christ preaches a tough message. He preaches on eating His flesh and drinking His blood. Okay? And the Bible tells you, at John here, chapter 6, verse 66, okay? John 6, verse 66, it says, from that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? He asked them a question so they could find out what was in their heart. Simon Peter denies the Lord 3 times, weeps bitterly. The Lord Jesus comes to him on the shore of the Sea of Galilee while he's going a fishing because he was bored, waiting. And he asked him questions. Read your Bible. Let the Lord ask you questions. God will use you to ask questions. Learn to ask questions to draw it out. Let people see it and act on it. And who cares if they happen to remember where they got it? Have a great day. Bye.